He had a horse.
And it's technology.
So many gadgets, too.
Anthropomorphy. Anthropology.
I'll sit here.
Yeah. Crazy. अभी गारक हो रहे कतने जा जाओ माया अभी गारक हो ऑल वेस्टर्न एडवेंचर टू कीप पीपल इन डार्क. And that is going on. Now it will be smashed by the next war. Next war will come very soon. Yes. Your country, America, is very much eager to kill this communist. And the communists are also very eager. So, very soon, there will be war. And perhaps India will be the greatest sufferer. Because America is training to start the war from India.
Oh.
Yeah. Because India and Russia, they are side by side.
Yeah.
And the war is started from India. And the Russians are already here already, I have heard, with soldiers and, not soldiers, and, yes. They are also beginning.
Will that help our preaching, Prabhupada?
Preaching will be very nice after the war. When both of them, especially Russia, will be finished.
They want to make India the battleground? Also, Prabhupada, Trey Rishi said that the Arabs are preparing for the war. They're buying billions and billions of dollars worth of missiles and jets and tanks for America.
Yeah, so they're being prepared. Why is this?
The Arab men all go to America to be trained in the armed forces there.
Mm-hmm.
In all the armed forces centers in America, they train the Arab nations to fight.
Oh.
They let the young men come into the USA to learn how to use the missiles and everything.
Recently, this Bhutto of Pakistan, he was very happy because they were talking about lifting a 10-year holding on arms from the United States, and now they say Pakistan will soon get arms from America.
Yeah, they're getting it. They're already getting it. If Pakistan will start the war with India, and then everything is...
Again, they have started the war maybe 8 times.
No one can go.
What will the devotees do while the war is going on?
Chant.
Will we
day in the cities, or
well, we can stay anywhere. We have got our Mayapur, Vrindavan. But the danger is the government will say that all Americans go out.
Oh.
That is the danger. I'm thinking of that position. What shall I do to protect that?
Indian citizenship?
Huh? Indian citizenship? If you take it, it's very nice. Then I'll ask you to go to work.
Will this war spread to many different countries and continents?
The actual war will be between America and Russia.
What about British devotees, British citizens?
Hmm?
Will the British react to these? British citizens? Commonwealth citizens?
British has a long finished. But they have no importance.
You mean the British devotees came to India, would they be
out? No, I want to say, I'm speaking of politics.
Oh.
Devotees are this. Oh, British.
Then the Americans might have to leave. What about the British?
But the general in during what time?
Everyone.
They asked all foreigners.
During the last war, the Christian mission in Krishnagar, but the government gave them permission to stay, although India was important.
In the missionary concerns, they can't do that.
What will be the position of the time? The rest of the night.
Well, I'm not a politician. China does not want, not want war. They want to construct.
They're not ready.
They're not very much interested in war.
So, Prabhupada, you said that this war will destroy the demonic civilization. Does that mean that it'll destroy all the cities and all the industries?
The war means destruction of our cities. And that's it. We have got experience in Europe so many times.
Cities and industry.
Huh?
Cities and industry.
Yes, that is the main target.
Nobody's interested in a farm.
True devotees are automatically experts in politics, economics, everything. Without separate endeavor, a pure devotee is automatically expert in everything.
Yeah.
Politics, economics.
Yeah. That means Vijnati is suddenly from Vijnati, from Bhavanti. If you know Krishna, then you understand everything. That is basic English. That means Vijnati. If you simply understand Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita it is also said that there will be no more anything to understand. In the ninth chapter, what is that verse? Can anyone say? Avishishyate. Jnatavyam avishishyate. You cannot share the whole verse.
Yes, jnatva neha bhuyo.
That is the second line. First line. Bhakshami, yes, there is the verse. Jadgatya, Annagyata, Bhamma, Avashishati. Consciousness is such a great science. If one becomes expired, then he knows it.
Prabhupada, is there something we should do to prepare ourselves for this disaster?
What? We should simply prepare for chanting Hare.
That's all.
Prabhupada, people sometimes argue that God placed us in this world. People argue that God has placed us in this world and that He's left us in darkness, so therefore He's played a trick on us. What is our argument against this?
You have come to this world of darkness, and Krishna is trying to raise you again to the light. That is it. You have willingly come to this nonsense place. Krishna is so kind that He comes Himself and tries to again get you out, deliver from this nonsense. This is real position.
They say that God has put us here, but He's given us intelligence, so we're to figure it out ourselves. If God has put us here, He's given us intelligence, so we're to figure it out ourselves.
So therefore you take intelligence from God, you just say. Try to keep yourself in darkness.
We say that God has given us the intelligence to figure it out
ourselves. Very intelligence, you surrender. You are surrendering to Maya, to your wife, to your dog, to your family, to your house, to your nation. Why not God? You just tell. You are surrendering to so many other things. Why not to God?
But you told that Russian professor that he is surrendering to Lenin. We are surrendering to Krishna.
Yeah.
But everyone has to surrender.
Surrender is, that is the only way. You cannot become independent. You have to surrender. Who is a man who has not surrendered? At least he finds out a dog and surrender to. In your country there are so many living with the dog. Surrender is the only business of it. Divine Sarupa and Nitya Krishna. So, Uchidananda cannot come?
He's lecturing in the temple.
Srila Prabhupada, someone asked a question the other day about the atom, which I couldn't give the answer to. This question is that if we say that within the atom, the living entity, the jiva, is present, and life symptoms means six symptoms of birth, growth.
That's all right. Their life symptoms have not yet come, but they are here.
His question was, it was sort of a dual question. At what time, or what, just like at the time of disintegration of this body, the living entity leaves this body and the body disintegrates. So does the atomic body also disintegrate when the living entity leaves it and moves to a higher body?
Atomic body? Atomic body means material. Unless you are free from this material body, the atomic body is gone. That means unless you are moved off, the atomic body is gone. Mind, intelligence, ego, there are atomic. Finite atomic.
But within each atom, the living entity is present.
Yes. God is present, that's a living entity.
Mm-hmm. So the living entity is present within the atom, just as I am present within this body. When I leave this body, my body breaks apart.
Yes, you leave this body and can another one.
Right.
My nature's one.
And when I leave this body, the body breaks apart.
What?
When I leave this body, the body...
The body is already atomic combination.
Yes.
So, it remains atomic combination. You leave the body.
Yes.
You leave the house.
That does not mean the house is
finished.
Right.
He's asking that if the soul leaves the atomic particles, then does the particle break apart?
No. You're not black atomic particles.
No, but I think you were saying that within the atom, there's also a living energy. So when that living energy leaves the atomic particle, does the particle break apart? Or does it?
Yes, try to understand. From this shastra, you understand. The khandantarasya. God is within the atom.
Yes.
And when the God is there, living entity is also there. This much you try to understand. Because God and living entity, they remain together. As two friends. God is trying to save this fallen friend. That is the information from Upanishad. So, when God is there, the living entity is also there.
So Paramatma and Jivatma are always together.
Yes.
Can we say that the living entity is present within the atom by consciousness?
No. Consciousness will gradually develop according to the bodily situation.
How does the jiva get out of the atom and take the gross body? How will that jiva enter?
It's a combination of atoms. How it gets out of the atom. Body is nothing but combination of many atoms. Everything material is combination of many atoms.
The jivas inside the atom, are they like impersonalists or in the Brahman?
That you consider. He has not developed his consciousness. Practically, it is like dead.
There was a war, large-scale war. I think that our army fought. I think that the various farm fights that we have would be very good. Because, as you said, the cities would be bombed. The farms would not be disturbed.
Yeah, the farm project, even some hundreds of years, it was so nice. Even there was war. They would not attack the farmers. Rather, they would attack where the other party has gone. So they said, we have seen some soldiers going this way. They are not attacked. That was the principle. Farmers were not attacked. That's why, at the present moment, the law is the civilians are not attacked. The military charge that is attacked. That is the law. But they do all nonsense. Even at the present moment, civilians are not attacked. Just like Kurukshetra battle. It was taken far away from the civilian inhabitation.
And sealed.
Yeah. That is civilization. Why this innocent civilian should be killed? Let us fight. Military to military. That's... That is honest fighting. We have to settle some things by fighting. So, fighting may be limited within the fighters, not in the civilian.
In my opinion,
but they left. They're so rascals, they throw bomb anywhere.
Especially atom bomb.
But one thing is that because civilians are also responsible for declaring war, because the parliament is the representation of the people. Therefore, now the war is between people to people, nation to nation. They support with men and money. So therefore they are also killed by nature's law.
In the Adi Lila, you wrote that the communist movement is greater than the capitalist movement because there are more children than vices. So that in a war between communism and capitalism, the communists would win.
Naturally, they are in greater number.
These modern wars are fought with missiles and bombs, more than armies.
Almighty also. Vermont. Problems that we are facing, they were also in the past, under different names, different forms.
Wind that will not stop our preaching. They do not like to hear of God.
You wrote that if the communists were victorious, they would destroy whatever is left of their culture.
Yes. You see, what the communists mean, the whole human culture is lost.
That
the
will also affect
the
Krishna consciousness?
Yes, they have already begun. They are not starting a temple in Bombay.
If after the war the preaching will be still good, that means the communists will not be victorious.
Yeah.
The Americans will win.
Honest people will be dead to religious way of life. The communists becoming victorious means they are also winning.
Thank you.
please extend to your blessing. Sitting on that seat. Oh. You all come and sit down. We have time for it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You can go to Africa also.
Oh, yeah, anybody can. So many places.
Hong Kong also.
Hong Kong?
Means that some devotees says stay in Europe or in America.
Yes, anywhere you stay. You have a place like this.
Our farms are very nice because economically, when everything is in chaos, we can still provide food for our men.
Yes.
And milk and butter.
Milk and butter.
In America.
Is that if there is a war between Russia and America, there would be a nuclear war, and they would pollute the whole atmosphere with radioactive particles, which would kill everyone.
These are already polluted.
They say that this radioactive fallout...
The whole material world is polluted. We live here. A little said 20 years before that. After all, we have to die. 20 years after or 20 years before? So it is already polluted. That is humbug. They will die at the end.
Yes.
But still they are trying to leave.
But they're creating their own.
This is the difference between man of knowledge and without knowledge. The man of knowledge will think, after I have to die, so what is the difficulty? Dying a few days more before. That is knowledge. And those who are not in knowledge, they are afraid of it. Best business is before the death comes. Let us finish our Krishna consciousness perfectly. That is it. But death will come. We cannot avoid it.
They say that this radioactive fallout will pollute the air so that no crops can be grown.
That's all right. You shall die without food. It's after all the death. In Bengal, it's a moral garden. The most misfortune thing is death. And that will come. Therefore, the best intelligence is how to avoid death.
Become immortal.
Yeah. That is real intelligence. Not to be bothered by this trifle temporary things that I have died 20 years before. If the situation was better, I would have lived more 20 years. What is it?
Yeah.